Hilchot Kiryat Shema, Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. This chapter has 13 laws, 13 halachot. And the Rambam arranged it by first telling us the mitzvah with its derivation, the source, so we know about it, and the pasuk that is involved in it. And then he proceeds to tell us about what to say, which is the content. And the content has three parts: the chapters, the a statement, and blessings. So when you see content, chapters mean, as he says in Halacha Bet 2, there's Shema, there's Vehaya, Imshamoa, and Vayomer, and explains a little bit about them. And then he'll talk about, also on chapters, because it's the chapters that are in the Torah, the Parashiyot, that something about Vayomer, which has Mitzrayim in it. Then he moves on to telling us that we have to say Baruch Shem, Kevod Malchuto, but that's not a chapter from the Chumash, from the Torah, so that's really a statement. And he gives the history of that on Halacha 4. So you can click that to find out about that. Then the Rambam tells us about the blessings. See, he separates everything. He doesn't say one halacha about a blessing and then one halacha about his chapter and then go back to another blessing. He puts the chapters first, which is only two of them, 2 and 3, then a statement, and then he'll tell us 4 things about the blessings. The number, how many blessings are there? How many before, how many after? Like the Mishnah says in 1:4, like you have there, that you can click. All those Mishnayot you can click to see how the Mishnah talks about this subject. And then he talks about the titles or the names of them. He says that they're called Yotzer Or and Ahavat Olam. So he mentions that in Halacha 6. So it's more about the blessings. There's no Mishnah on that because the Mishnah didn't tell us that, the names. The Gemara did, but it's not in the Mishnah. And then you have, he told us about the format. Format of the blessings, that you have to know how to open them and close them, opening and conclusion with the Baruchs. Do you open with a Baruch and do you close with a Baruch? So he mentions that in Halacha 7. Then he tells us about the order, meaning can you say Ahavat Olam first and then Yotzer Or? Of course, you won't do it on purpose because you're not supposed to. But if you did do it, what's the halacha? And then part of 8, he says, that's why it's a comma. Order is one thing. And the second halacha is the opening and conclusion error. What if you made an error in those baruchs that you open and close with? What if one that you had to say baruch you didn't say and one the other way? Do you have to go back or did you fulfill your obligation? So this is discussed over there. And now we finished with the blessings, and we finished with the content in general, which was B. So you see how he put all content from 2 to 8 was all about what do you say? You know, this is called the Shema recital, Kiryat Shema. But the recital is more of how do you say it and how do you recite it? That's in the next chapter. But this is more of when we say recital of Shema, it's not just Shema, it's other things go along with it, which is called the content. So he put it all in these halachot. And then he started to talk about the Rambam, time. He put time in this chapter for whatever reason he wanted to. Now time has 2 parts, as you know, evening and day. Now when you're talking about the evening, you have the beginning time period and the end time period. This is that famous first Mishnah in the whole of Shas, of Berachot. What's the beginning time you're allowed to say Shema? And what's the end time? What's the latest time? And then you have Halacha 10. It's an extension of the end time, meaning can you go past the end time and still be okay? Now, what does that mean? What time is that? You'll have to click to find out. And there's no Mishnah on it again, only Mishnayot where it's written. And then you have the day. Again, beginning and end. What's the times to say Shema? And then 12, there's an extension again, but for the beginning time, meaning an extension before that you want to say it early. Maybe it's too early to say Shema. That's the idea. The other one end was it was might be too late. But this is it might be too early or not, or maybe you can. So that's why it's talking about that. And then 13 is after the end time. It's not really an extension because there is no extension. It's just, what if you got to the end and you didn't say Shema? What does that mean for you? And he'll explain there in that halacha. So here you have a nice structure of chapter 1, which is content and time. And this is how we should proceed in learning all the chapters of the Rambam. And this would be a great summary.